with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump has ordered the release of the JFK assassination records, among others. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a new batch of executive orders, the president directed the release of thousands of classified government records related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy.
That's a big one, huh? A lot of people are waiting for this for a long, for years, for decades.
He also ordered the government to declassify the remaining federal records relating to the assassinations of Senator Robert F. Kennedy and the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The House on Thursday passed legislation that supporters say will improve how the nation manages its forests to prevent fires, but opponents argue will undercut environmental safeguards. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The legislation passed in a 279-141 vote against the backdrop of devastating fires in the Los Angeles area. The bill has met fierce opposition from environmental advocates. Among its more contentious provisions are those that limit environmental reviews and shorten how long opponents of such activities have to sue. It's not totally clear whether the legislation would pass the Senate if the upper chamber takes it up, as at least 7 Democratic votes would be needed to overcome a filibuster. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Evacuation orders have been lifted for tens of thousands of people as firefighters with air support have slowed the spread of a huge wildfire churning through rugged mountains north of Los Angeles, where dangerous winds gained strength again. A fire spokesperson said Thursday that the Hughes fire didn't grow much overnight. Aerial water drops are helping in that fight. Meanwhile, a new fire near a wealthy area in San Diego County briefly prompted more evacuations before crews stopped its spread. This is SRN News. No more prayer at Tulsa City Council meetings.
The body attracted unwanted national attention last year when, in an effort to be inclusive, it allowed a pagan priestess to deliver an invocation before a meeting. Up to then, only Christian prayers had been offered. The uproar was intense, but instead of going back to traditional invocations, the city council has decided to end them altogether, replacing them with a moment of silence. The vote on that issue was 8-1. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democratic-led Virginia Senate voted to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Lawmakers also passed a resolution repealing a now-defunct ban on gay marriage. The Democratic-led House of Delegates passed similar legislation on both issues earlier this month. In Virginia, proposed constitutional amendments must be passed twice by lawmakers in at least 2 years, with an intervening election between the two sessions. This is SRN News. Russian attacks against Ukrainian civilians continue, as BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt reports.
Zaporizhia has seen increasing numbers of Russian attacks in recent months. These latest strikes, in different waves, hit residential areas. Photos showed one shattered building open to the elements, its facade destroyed. Thousands of people have been left without electricity and heat in the winter cold after an energy facility was hit. Meanwhile, Russia continues efforts to capture more towns in the east. Pokrovsk is under serious pressure. So too are the few remaining parts of the largely destroyed town of Turetsk.
During his remarks today at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, President Trump decried the war between Ukraine and Russia as a killing field, which has caused tens of thousands of deaths and wounded. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.